Good morning. We're going to look at Daniel 2, chapter 2 in Daniel. There was a king, Nebuchadnezzar, king over Babylon, and he had dreams. His mind was troubled and he could not sleep. So he summoned the magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, and astrologers to tell him what he had dreamed. Now the hard thing he did was he didn't tell him the dream and then say, tell me what it means, well, interpret it. He said, no, you got to tell me what the dream is first. And he said, if you don't, I'm going to kill all of you. So that gives you an idea of what kind of a king he was. We would compare him to Hitler or someone. So anyway, they sent out people to round up all the wise men, and that included Daniel and his friends. And when they came to Daniel, he said, oh, you know, why did the king do it? You know, I'd like to go and talk to him. So Daniel, with the bravery he had, went and talked to the king, and he asked for a delay. Please give me time, you know. So he prayed with his three friends that God would show him the dream and how to interpret it. So this praise, call to worship, is what he said to God that is an example to us. Praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and deposes them. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank and praise you, O God of my fathers. You have given me wisdom and power, for you have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king. Praise God.